Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
We got programs here with free pens, open day programs with free pens. How you doing, sir? Want a pen for your hat? All right, good luck.
It's a rite of spring in Boston, which after the record-breaking winter that just ended feels especially welcome this year. Opening day at Fenway Park.
The Red Sox are taking on the Washington Nationals. The game is just underway, and later in the hour we'll give you an update on the score. But perhaps more important than that is that the sun is out. It's warm, and it actually feels like spring, with all the hope and optimism that a new season brings.
How true that is. We've had opening days that felt more like winter's last gasp than the start of spring. So earlier today, we headed down to Yawkey Way to eat a hot dog and to talk to some folks taking it all in, like this guy.
My name's Clifton Fitzgerald, of course, Boston name. They call me Boston Fitzy.
Boston Fitzy.
Yes.
All right. And what are you selling here?
I'm selling the program, open day program, plus the open day pin. That comes free with the program.
Nice.
Can't beat that. Nice. All that for $3.
So tell me what you love about opening day.
The fans. It's also the money. I'm from Boston. I mean, the people love the Boston accent, so I really put that on. We got visitors all over the country, even all over the world that come here. I give them a good entertainment.
When I
see young kids come down, I tell them rub the wall right here, but good luck.
Are you a Red Sox fan from way back?
Of course, Red Sox fan since the 70s, yeah. I remember kids, when the gates open up, we all run to the field and we grab all the balls off the field. They don't do that today. We used to get autographs from all the players.
But Fitzy, today, look at this weather.
It's a gorgeous day.
This
gorgeous.
Has got to be a beautiful day,
it is.
Right?
Can't beat it. Mother Nature, thank God. I hope it's like this every game.
What's going on, man?
Great.
Program.
And the pin.
All right. Yeah.
Awesome. Open day pin.
Anybody
got their A on it?
Both teams are on there.
All right, awesome. I'll take it.
$3.
1, 2, 3.
Thanks a lot.
What do you love about opening day?
Well, today's my first opening day, actually.
No kidding.
Well, as an usher. I used to always come as a...
Oh, so you're an usher.
Yeah, I'm just walking in. And like,
congratulations. So
this is like my first day, of school. I'm looking forward to it.
So are you like a lifelong Red Sox fan,
yeah,
and now
time.
You're working here?
Yeah, definitely.
That's fantastic.
No question.
What's your name?
Steve.
Steve.
Dukeman.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
Nice to meet
Anthony
you.
Brooks. Good
Thank
luck.
You very
have
much.
Have a great day.
I'm really looking forward to it. Have fun.
Sounds like Steve Dukeman's going to have fun at his first day on the job. A little ways up the street, at the venerable Cask and Flagon, we found Gina Saldi, Kim Zappala, and Carrie Barnhart from the Merrimack Valley. The three of them were sitting outside in the sunshine enjoying some pre-game cocktails.
This is our ninth year in a row coming to opening day. It's a tradition amongst us girls.
So this is a tradition? The three of you do this?
Yes.
Lunch at the Cask and Flagon, some drinks?
We go everywhere. We'll be other places.
We kind of bar hop until the game starts, catch some rays. It's a girls' day. It's fun.
That's fun.
Tradition.
It's warm. Last year was the coldest out of all the
years. Remind us. How cold was it last year?
We had on winter jackets, scarves, gloves, hats. It was freezing. Freezing.
But nice today, right?
Oh, my God. It's like the perfect start after the winter we had.
So tell me how you feel about this Red Sox team.
Super excited this year. Buckholz looks great.
Not so great. Not so great yesterday.
I know. Okay. But batting.
Yeah. It's not home either.
Yeah, it's true.
But batting looks good. So I'm super hopeful.
Well, have a great opening day.
Thank you very much.
Gina Saldi, Kim Zappala, and Carrie Barnhart enjoying opening day at the Cask and Flagon outside of Fenway Park on a perfect spring day at the start of a brand new season.
Rub the wall for good luck. Rub it right there. Rub it for good luck for the Red Sox. There you go. Red Sox fan right there.
And Anthony, before the game started today, just a little while ago, there was a moment of silence for the late Mayor Tom Menino. And 9-year-old Jane Richard sang the national anthem. Jane's brother, Martin, of course, was killed in the Boston Marathon bombing 2 years ago, and Jane herself lost a leg, but it has not slowed her down.